This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Data from the lender Sallie Mae finds that just 7% of college students are on campus attending classes in person. About half are being taught online only. The rest use a hybrid combination. And there's a lot of unevenness among campuses. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
With the pandemic raging this summer, college administrators didn't even know how many students would pay tuition and show up for classes, whether in person or online. Well, now the numbers are in.
Compared to expectations, really not so bad.
Doug Shapiro at the National School Clearinghouse Research Center says college enrollment's down just 4% compared to last year.
That's encouraging that most students who were already in college have been able to stay enrolled despite the pandemic and all the online and everything else.
But first-year enrollment is down more than 16%, and at community colleges, it's down by a quarter. Emily Woodwani covers higher ed at Fitch Ratings.
This is concerning and quite frankly surprising given the easier access you have into community college and the lower price point.
Woodwani says the decline likely reflects job and income loss among low and middle income households. She says many community college students depend on work to pay tuition. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.